The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, everything's about Halloween today, but looking forward, we've got something fun coming to the Omaha area. Rooftop ice skating is coming to Midtown Crossing. It's a rink on top of the parking garage that's over by Woolner's on the north side there. It'll open to the public December 1st, and it's going to stay open through the end of February.
It's like something that Will Ferrell's Elf character would have said, right?
Rooftop ice skating, you know? Snow angels, rooftop ice skating.
So it's synthetic ice. It's this trippy, like, plastic synthetic ice. I've never skated on it before. Okay. But they say it works.
All right. Well, heck,
not as heavy as ice. And you can skate on it even if it's warm. So that's the big deal if we end up having a warm winter. Fingers crossed, fingers crossed, fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's my dream scenario of having, I imagine having, like, all of the floors of my apartment turned into synthetic plastic ice so I can skate around.
When you become that eccentric billionaire?
Yeah.
Why not?
Watch hockey games while I'm skating.
Go to the kitchen and back, fridge and back.
Toe pick. $5 minimum donation for admission, and it's all going to a good cause. The proceeds will benefit the Salvation Army and the 100,000 people that they help in the Omaha Council Bluffs area each year. So food vendors, music, it'll all be a part of the experience. I guess the official day of opening is December 2nd. And then, like I said, it'll go through the end of February. And President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and Manafort's aide, Rick Gates, are facing a raft of federal charges in the special counsel's Russian investigation. Manafort and Gates turned themselves in yesterday, and they are under house arrest this morning.
Don't forget Mr. Papadopoulos.
Well, that's a whole separate deal. But these guys, they both pled not guilty to charges, including conspiracy against the United States, conspiracy to launder money, failure to register as a foreign agent. The other development is the special counsel's team announced that former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, he pled guilty to lying to the FBI.
Liar.
So that'll have its own separate bag of problems. But a federal judge in Washington, D.C. is blocking parts of President Trump's ban on transgender Americans serving in the military. The judge issued an injunction yesterday in a lawsuit. It was brought by several transgender service members. The president signed an executive order in August barring transgender people from serving and blocking their recruitment. It also allowed the military to discharge current transgender service members by next March. And the Coast Guard says two sailors who were lost at sea for 5 months never activated the emergency locator beacon aboard their sailboat. Oh, it was there. Well, and it worked.
We they said just... from day one, or at least me and Party, yep. We're like, sketchy, 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 something doesn't smell right.
That's right. Right. Smells fishy.
Shouldn't turn on the beacon because they said that they never felt truly in distress and didn't think their situation was dire enough. But then at the same time, when they were picked up in the Pacific by, you know, the U.S. Coast Guard, they were all talking about how dire they felt their situation was, that it was only 24 hours to live when they were rescued. And they're like, well, that's different.
Let's say I own a boat and I know how to sail, and I take Party out to sea, and he's a novice and he doesn't really know how to sail. And I've got my two dogs, and I pack a ton of food. Maybe I just want to kind of hang out in the ocean with you. And ooh, you don't seem like you're that upset.
Worried? No, of
course I mean, the engine went out, but maybe things were having a good time, and I basically am not really giving you full information.
Yeah, I'm
curious
it.
If that will come out. That the gal's like, okay, I really didn't have a problem with it, but maybe I was kind of being gas-lamped.
I think that's this is what happened. I think this lady, the main lady, is...
Don't be so specific.
The one girl? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The blonde lady. The sailor lady. The main lady. There's two of them. The dark-haired one and the blonde-haired one.
Uh-huh.
The blonde-haired one, I think she's the captain of the ship. I think
yes, Jennifer Appel.
I think she purposely did this to get with the other one. That's
to get with
what
Tasha.
I think. Yeah.
Fuyava.
Yeah, I think something weird. It's something smells fishy here.
Well,
something
there is
tastes fishy.
There is a guy that is, you know, apparently an expert in the field of sailing, has written multiple books, and he says that their story doesn't add up to, like, stuff. People at actual sailing experiences. He's like,
Molly, I'm not a sailor, and the moment you read the story, we called BS on it.
Yeah.
Of course, you didn't believe us, and you're like,
I disagree
with that.
I did not believe you. It's just a matter of, like, let the story unfold. I'm not quick to judgment like some
people. Oh, really? Well, why don't we apply that to every other news story, which is immediately court of guilt?
5 months.
Not necessarily. It's all black and white with you. It's not. There's varying shades of gray.
17, every boat is going to have...
Yes.
The emergency button that you can hit. It's how about a smartphone?
She had six of them, six different forms of communication that all mysteriously were broken. Did not work, she said. So, and then they're attacked by sharks and
so at what level does
dolphins and
kidnapping?
Well, I mean, it depends on if they were both in on it. One was in on it. If what the whole situation. I mean, the big thing is that what's going to be facing them initially is probably a very hefty bill from the Coast Guard if this was all a hoax.
5 months.
You know, that's expensive when you deploy a big airship carrier to go help these people. So we will see if that what ends up unfolding. Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is again under a 6-game suspension. U.S. District Court judge yesterday denied Elliott's request for an injunction to block the suspension. This has happened multiple times. The decision has been stayed 24 hours to allow both Ezekiel and the other camp to prepare for a possible appeal. NFL suspended Ezekiel after his former girlfriend accused him of domestic violence, though Elliott was never arrested or charged. And during the third quarter of the Chicago Bears' loss in New Orleans on Sunday, their tight end, Zach Miller, dislocated his left knee after making what appeared to be a spectacular touchdown catch. But little did anybody know how serious this injury was. I mean, he fell down on the field. I mean, they had to take him off. Apparently, he underwent surgery after the game to spare his left leg from being amputated. Turned out he tore an artery in that spill.
How bad is that?
In order to repair the artery, they had to call in vascular surgeons, graft tissue. It was like super involved. But on Monday, the Bears announced that his injury was stabilized and he'll have to stay in the hospital while he recovers. But man, what a lucky catch. No kidding.
He's from Nebraska. He played at UNO.
Yeah. Yep.
Scientists now know that spending a long time in space changes astronauts' bodies all the way down to their DNA. So they did that twin study. Scott Kelly spent 340 days on the International Space Station while his twin brother, a retired astronaut, Mark Kelly, stayed here on planet Earth. DNA samples taken from both brothers after ISS brother returned showed distinct genetic changes for Scott that began as soon as he went into space. Some changes in Scott's gene expression continued for a time even after he returned to Earth. But Scott Kelly also showed that doctors called a meltdown in his muscular mass. One researcher described it as the equivalent of a 20-year-old turning into a 6-year-old in 3 months.
But at least you can tell the twins apart.
Yes.
No, I mean, because those guys are chrome domes, so it's awful. Usually you can tell by guys' haircuts. One of them goes bald faster, but once they're both complete shiny-headed chrome domes,
you can't tell.
Every one of their friends is like, I don't know which one is.
Yeah.
And they're both astronauts. That doesn't make it any easier.
Right.
No, it doesn't. Isn't that weird?
I mean, usually one would be. You'd just go, which one's the astronaut? And now you're like, they both are.
How difficult is it to become an astronaut? Both of them are, I mean, that's what blows my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Both have the same goals.
I think they both snuck in. They thought it was the same guy.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, we got two of you? Great. We got to do this weird research. But how nutty is it that they said that it's the equivalent of what happened is a 20-year-old turning into a 6-year-old in 3 months, that is the long-term effects of outer space? I mean, this is stuff they're going to have to deal with if we ever want to colonize or do any sort of long-distance travel to other dimensions. So the Catholic Church, for the first time, an official English-language copy of the Catholic Exorcism Ritual book is available to U.S. Catholic bishops. You actually have to be a bishop to obtain a copy of Exorcism and Related Supplications,
or at least have
a bishop's permission.
I'm sure it's online somewhere.
The Vatican approved the translation it created as the use of Latin has declined in the church over the last, decade, a few decades. There's a father with the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and they said that it can be comforting for people undergoing an exorcism to hear words that they can understand.
Can we copy everything the priest says in the movie?
I'm such a good transcript.
Exorcist.
That thing
the power of Christ compels you. That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was, I didn't realize that it was something that they had, but the other thing about it is you know, they're like, it's comforting for people to hear. I'm like, well, who's hearing it? Like, how often are you guys performing these things?
Maybe that it's real.
From the beginning of time, most of the time it's somebody having, someone with epilepsy.
Something, yeah.
It's someone with a medical problem.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're yelling at it and saying, get the demons out! And the doctor's like, he's having a seizure, dude. He's has epilepsy.
Right. I mean, it started because people were misdiagnosed. I mean, back in when the 1600s or whatever, when they didn't understand mental illness and its effects.
You had the flu and your priest doctor's like, you have demons
right
living inside your head.
And they're like, or you are schizophrenic. But just in case, I guess only those priests who receive permission from their bishops can perform an exorcism, and they have to get proper training to do it. But that was the big thing when that movie, The Exorcist, came out. The Catholic Church was like livid because they're like, it makes us look like a bunch of kooks. We don't do this stuff all the time. Like, it's not something that you get permission to do easily. Like, you have to have a lot of backup information to say this person isn't like having an epileptic seizure or, you know, sick with the flu. Like, they really seem like possessed by some outside entity.
But by the way, the woman reading this story to you is wearing a witch's hat. I know it's radio.
What?
But she has a witch's hat.
I'm in the spirit, Jeff. What are you going as? A grumpy guy on the radio?
Yeah, I don't have
again?
To wear a costume. No one can see it. I can be C-3PO.
I would love it if you would
or
be.
Or an authentic wolf.
Well, I don't know if you're getting a jump start on Movember, but my goodness. You definitely have the beard. You could go as Wolfman.
You've had that beard for like 2 years. Yeah.
But it goes in different. I mean,
longer than that.
Yeah. But you like take it in tight, let it go out a little bit. I don't know.
I don't want to look like Justin Turner.
Yeah. You got that big beard.
Yeah. Gimli.
Of the Dodgers.
That game's
tonight. You're going to see that
tonight,
man. Ooh. I mean, there's a moment the other night when it was the starting pitcher for Houston versus
he's got a
Turner.
Big beard.
And it looked like two wizards battling each other on the set of like a Harry Potter movie. It was ridiculous.
Oh, he's throwing lasers at him.
Yeah, the only difference is the one guy's is groomed, but there's a pitcher. I mean, there's a ton of beards out there, but there's a pitcher for Houston that it goes down past his chest.
It's okay. All right.
He looks like he's in ZZ Top.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But
really?
His still is kind of groomed, and Justin Turner doesn't groom his at all.
Oh, no.
It's just crazy. It's like two different shades of red hair.
It's awesome.
So
it's
bad.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's
who's
the
going
worst
as that?
Thing.
Someone should go as that for Halloween today. Jeez.
You could probably repurpose a Wookiee helmet. Like, you could take your old Chewbacca mask and just do a little bit of trimming, and you're the home run hitter for the Dodgers.
That thing's amazing.
Well, tonight is trick-or-treating. USA Today compiled the places best in each state to trick-or-treat, and La Vista got those honors for here in Nebraska. So if you're thinking of places to go, I guess La Vista is one of the best areas to go trick-or-treating tonight. Be careful out there, though, and bundle up.
Channel 94.1.
Start spreading the news.
You're never alone in New York.
Happy Halloween! 828. Your high today is going to reach about 42 degrees.
Now remember, when the sun goes down today, the dead will rise.
Ooh. Yes.
I wish they really would.
How do you know that they don't?
Oh, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like, I want it to be, I mean, why, it wouldn't be too much to ask, right? To have scary zombies and stuff come up one day of the year. You know, we can choose. We
remember,
can stay inside or fight them.
That's why you're wearing your mask, so they don't recognize you.
Oh.
Right. They can't see you.
You only got to wear it for a day because there's a bunch of undead
walking
spirits
around and stuff.
Looking for you. All the people that you lied to and stole and robbed from that have passed away get one day to come looking for you.
Oh, boy.
So you better lay low.
Yeah, I think so.
That was always my favorite, that first season of American Horror Story, when
Yikes.
He got to do that. Where don't you remember? It was the one night, like that's when you found out that the one kid that lived in the house or was always showing up in the house was really like a ghost. But he got to take her to the beach.
You're talking about American Horror Story, you said?
American Horror Story, the very first season. And he got to take her to his girlfriend to the beach. And then those people showed up. They're like, we've been waiting for you to leave that house. Because it's all the people that he killed. And you find out that he's like a super serial killer. And that's the idea. Like the dead can walk and settle their vengeances.
I think it'd be pretty cool. Your loved ones could come back for a day.
It'd be great.
Like if they were in the flesh for the day. You know, they. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll talk about a holiday.
Yes.
Well, obviously, we're having dinner tonight. I mean, all my dead relatives. I can't flake that.
Now, wouldn't that be awesome when you think about that? Yeah, they'd show up. They'd leave at midnight.
Yeah, you're on a plane flight flying back home because it's the Dead Will Rise Day, and the Abe Lincoln is sitting next to you.
I'm like, hey, Abe. Yeah. I think it'd be great. Molly.
It would be nice.
How many people would come back to you?
I hope a lot of people would come visit, say hi. Now, whether or not they come with vengeance in their heart, that I cannot speak of. I do not know.
You do not know of vengeance.
I do not know of vengeance. I do know of love. There are plenty of people that would be so cool to see.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, 8:30, New York City. You know what I learned yesterday? I was doing some research on New York City. Toilet paper was invented. Toilet paper.
Careful.
The butt stuff was invented in New York City.
Really?
Now weird. Look at Google what it was invented in. One thing I had a problem with. There's a list, you know, of course, a few of them. But that's one of them that found all of them. And then they also said the Reuben was created in
New York
City. That's what I went. So then I went down that stupid rabbit hole looking around going, no, come on. But the time frame is completely different from when they say that we created ours. And then they came down with so many different types of Reubens that, very likely it could have been created their type anyway, right there in New York City. But there you go.
I hope you got your girlfriend's honeydew list covered yesterday. If you were wasting an hour with that pointless...
Hey, don't you want to know where that toilet paper comes from?
I wish that you could. I mean, I would love to know where toilet paper comes from.
I just told you, New York City.
How did you say it, though?
Oh, all right, yeah. All right, hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Julie.
Hi, Julie. Tell us about yourself.
I've been listening because my sister-in-law has been pressuring me to try to win this because she's been trying to win. And I've kind of fallen in love with you guys. I used to listen to The Cat, but I'm not going to lie. Every morning I watch or listen to you now.
Oh, thank you. Yippee, yippee.
We can play country music if you want us to. I hope you win this. I hope you win the trip so you can tell people in New York City that toilet paper was invented there.
Yeah, definitely.
There's other stuff, too, but that's just high on the list. You probably use toilet paper
that's
more than you.
It's kind of an essential.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll use that more than anything.
And so what, New Yorkers were like, everybody else is just pooping on their hands?
Yeah, I mean, probably.
This is ridiculous. Let's find a new way.
The guy who invented it put it in those little, the pieces, that they have. And he had his name, I guess his initials on each one.
So,
he'd be wiping with, Jeff DeGann or whatever on everyone. Kind of weird, but yeah. Anyway, there you go. Fun fact of the day. Toilet paper, New York City. Hey, congratulations. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for listening. We hope you never, never go away, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
You are our greatest listener
of the moment.
Well,
we're fickle.
It's a good spot to be in.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you got to go find three more people.
Yeah, that's it. So, all right, hold on line, dear, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah, you bet. All right, let's see, 1 o'clock hours the next time to, I figured you guys would get qualified. I figured you guys would like my,
I do.
My searching into other things.
This is you getting deep on New York City. The internet says China invented toilet paper, dude.
You know what? They invented a different type.
Really? You think? Who do you think we were going to give you choices? China or New York City?
I vote China.
I vote China.
I vote New York
City.
Been
around much longer.
New York City.
Ow. Channel 94.1.
Welcome, everybody. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only.
So Jimmy Kimmel, if you tune into him nightly, you're not going to see him this week. He took the week off because they were preparing for his infant son's second heart surgery. But then, they all got colds at the house, so they had to postpone it. But still, he already
had...
His
mom and dad can't be sick, right?
Yeah, nobody can be sick, yeah. Everybody's got to have, like, clean bill of health in order to proceed with something like that. So anyway, he's taken the week off, but what you're going to see in his stead are all of his celebrity friends. Shaquille O'Neal was on last night doing the opening monologue. It was really cute. And then Dave Grohl, Channing Tatum, and Jennifer Lawrence. They're all doing like.
I want to see
what are they doing.
Grohl and Lawrence filling in.
Ah.
He did it before. So the last time when his kid was sick,
okay.
The original story where none of us knew how bad it was, and then he came back and it was like, my son had a congenital heart problem. The really emotional comeback. The guest hosts were all really funny.
Yeah. So I guess tonight it's Dave Grohl. With Kristen Bell and Alice Cooper are the guests. Alice Cooper's going to perform.
Kristen Bell, guest host that last time, and she was one of the guest hosts. She was adorable.
She's really it's so cute. And then Channing Tatum is hosting tomorrow night. He's going to have Ellen DeGeneres and musical guest Pink. Jennifer Lawrence is Thursday. Kim Kardashian and a band called Lincoln Bridge. So that's the deal. I don't know, you know, when he's going to take another week off and do this, but it was nice for everybody to step up. And
what
it's
a terrible
fun
name for a band.
Lincoln Bridge. I don't know where they are.
You just can't do it if there was already a band called Linkin Park.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree. Taylor Swift, and speaking of musical guests and hosting duties, Saturday Night Live has unveiled their November lineup. This Saturday, it's going to be Miley Cyrus and Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David.
Pretty good.
Miley's going to be the musical guest. Larry David will be hosting, but I imagine Miley will probably step in. She's got a good sense of humor and she's done double duty before. Taylor Swift is going to be the musical guest on November 11th. With Girls Trip star Tiffany Haddish is going to be hosting. And then Chance the Rapper is going to host SNL November 18th. And the musical guest that night will be Eminem. So that'll be kind of an interesting turn. Corey Feldman is once again vowing that he will name names. After announcing last week that Feldman is trying to fund a movie about alleged Hollywood pedophiles, Corey Feldman said on the Today Show yesterday, not playing around, he told Matt Lauer, it's serious stuff, and I vow I will release every single name that I have any knowledge of.
People, how does that do it then?
His fans were mad at Matt Lauer. There were, you know, a lot of his fans were like, I like the way you fought back against Matt Lauer.
Yeah, I guess Lauer was kind of pressing him. Like, okay, well, let's start here. Like,
he was being glib. Remember when Tom Cruise was like, don't be glib. Remember when he got mad at Matt Lauer? Don't be glib. How dare you be glib? Yes. He was a little glib.
So nothing.
Lauer can be a little glib when he likes to turn it up. So yeah, he claimed a feature film would be the best way for him to share what he witnessed as a child actor. And when Lauer asked why he hadn't revealed the names in his 2013 memoir, Choreography. Yes, that was the name of it. Feldman said that the publisher stopped him. And he's like, yeah, I doubt that there's a publisher out there that wouldn't be like, no, please, by all means. Speaking of being glib and Matt Lauer, I guess Matt Lauer doesn't defend Megyn Kelly's Today Show troubles. I guess her stint isn't going too well. You know, she transitioned to doing like a Today Show segment. She gets like an hour to herself towards the end. And last week, Matt Lauer was reportedly overheard telling like an industry insider that he gets why celebs are avoiding appearing on her show.
Yeah, the tabloids, if you see at the checkout counters, all say those two hate each other and that one has got to go.
And it's not going to be him. I mean, it really won't be. So I guess part of the problem is that she's having trouble getting celebrities to go on. And he's saying it's a big problem for them. The show has been getting low ratings. That's not helping matters. Neither is the fact that, you know, I guess previous successors had done well in that segment. But Matt Lauer's not going to put his neck out for Megyn Kelly. That was the big thing. So word has come that Selena Gomez and The Weeknd, after 10 months of dating, have called it quits. No, but it's true. I guess the two, you know, care about each other very much, but The Weeknd's at a point in his career where career comes first, girlfriend comes second, and that just wasn't cutting it. I guess he went so far. I mean, it's real breakup time, even in celebrity world, when you start shucking away all of the extras, like the ex-girlfriend's parents and friends. He's unfriended all of them on like social media. So I guess it must be real. But Selena Gomez is filling the time. She was out and about cycling, bicycling with her assistant yesterday. And was, like rode by a school, and they're all like, "Oh my God, Selena!" And she stopped. She did a little appearance, took some selfies with the kids, did a video selfie, and then they were like singing her new Wolves song. So it was like a cute little. Apparently, she's getting out there and not letting the breakup get her down. But Selena Gomez was also spotted with her ex, Justin Bieber.
I'm trying to remember what Bieber did that was so horrible to Selena. You said they were toxic together.
Oh, he was
and
on
they
tour.
Were young. I remember
they're both on tour, so they're apart from each other. So he's being on tour, probably meeting other girls, doing the stuff of where. They're trying to keep a relationship going when they're young and they're both, their careers are taking off. So they probably broke up for the same reason we all broke up when we were young.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Okay.
And Stranger Things is obviously a sensation. Stranger Things 2 dropped over the weekend. One of the things that we got talking about was the fact that one of the leads in the show, the guy that plays Jonathan Byers, the older brother to Will Byers, it's this actor, Charlie Heaton. He couldn't make it to the LA premiere on account of the fact that he was stopped at customs and sent back to England because they found trace amounts of cocaine in his luggage. Now, he wasn't charged with anything and he wasn't deported, but he is apologizing not only to fans, but also to his Stranger Things family. But he wanted to say that, you know, he's cooperating with authorities. There were no charges filed. He's not facing any prosecution, but it was obviously bad moment.
Got a problem.
Yeah, I mean, if that happened to me or you, wouldn't you be red flags?
You would think so.
Oh, no big deal. Just trace amounts of coke in my bag.
Right. Yes.
And what a shameful flight all the way back on top of that.
I know.
Oh, and then
all the way from London, by the way.
So it's no little thing. It's like, no, you only weren't there because there was some blowcane in your bag.
Right. I mean, the reason it's like not such a big deal.
The dog must have smelled it.
Yeah.
You know, we've all had the dog go by you. I always imagine how freaked out I would be anybody in line who's got... I mean, me and you lean into... I'm not saying I'm an angel, but that dog goes by and I'm like petting him.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't imagine if there was something in my bag or if I was on something. I'm sure you'd be like,
paranoid as hell.
Can you smell it? Yes, you want to talk about peak paranoia?
Hey, those dogs smell everything. I mean, I remember the times I've gone through and they smelled the beef jerky or the beef stick I had.
Oh,
in my
and they
bag.
Went crazy, right?
Well, I didn't go crazy. They just kind of stopped me and then they made me go, you know, move over and show them what was in my bag. First thing they thought was food. Apparently, I don't look like a cokehead. You know, but anyway.
No, he's apologizing. He feels bad about it. Obviously, he's probably got a lot more to do to probably mend things with all of his co-stars. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.